Hezbollah and Israel are engaged in a new kind of war after the explosion which took place in the village of Taif al-Sai in South Lebanon. Hezbollah released footage of what it says occurred at the site of a blast right after Israel had shown pictures which were taken by an unmanned Israeli drone. The Lebanese movement says its version proves that the Israeli claims were false. The Israeli army had announced its images showed munitions were being stockpiled in violation of a truce that ended the July 2006 war.
We are playing the same game. So they brought a movie, a small movie, like a Hollywood movie, and tried to say to the world what happened. And the second day, we brought the real movie, the live pictures with colors, and we said to the whole world, look what happened. This is the car, and this is what they said that was a missile. It was an old door, a broken door.
Hezbollah stated its footage clearly showed that those who arrived to the scene after the explosion were army soldiers and citizens who were recovering the debris.
What really happened was that an old bomb from 2006 war, and one guy who was trying to disarm it, and a small accident happened, and that's all. Question mark, what was the Israeli planes doing over Lebanese territory?
This latest incident in South Lebanon has led to a fire exchange, which has even reached other regional countries. Lebanese officials announced their intention to file a complaint to the Security Council over Israel's violation of Lebanese airspace, while Israel, meanwhile, has accused Syria of providing Hezbollah with medium and long-range missiles.
Syria's political position in the Middle East is improving, as I said. There is no doubt better with them, United States. Not perfect, yes. And very close to Turkey nowadays, also. And now there is that story that Turkey and the Syrian armies will be doing joint exercises, and the one with Israel has been just cancelled. So these are all golden opportunities to make a point.
Israel has previously expressed its fears that Hezbollah now has in its possession advanced weaponry, including anti-aircraft missiles, which Israeli officials themselves say could undermine Israel's military superiority.
Many here in Lebanon believe that the Israeli reaction to this latest explosion is part of the efforts to divert attention away from the issues which might be putting pressure on the Israeli government, such as the controversy concerning the Israeli war on Gaza. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.